Some major construction jobs in 2000, Reliance Stadium, $400 million project in Houston, constructing the first ever retractable roof in the NFL. What a challenge that had to be.
That was very interesting. Yeah, very interesting.
3-acre size, made it the largest in the United States.
Yeah, until Jerry Jones. His is one-third bigger, a full one-third bigger. It's a big one.
So when they're tackling that kind of project, your architects, your engineers, and so forth, they're working on it, and you're right in there with them. Are you talking to them about it?
All the time. Yeah.
Understand?
A construction project is the ultimate team sport. It takes a lot of people to build a project. It takes designers, engineers, consultants about water and mechanical and air conditioning and electrical. It takes interior designers. It takes construction people to estimate what it's going to cost, to figure out the optimum scheduling to make the parts go together as efficiently as possible, the best combination of time and money and quality. And then it takes the workers, both at Manhattan and the subcontractors, to execute the work. And they have to be trained, organized, compensated, et cetera.
So as a president would have his cabinet meeting, you go right down the line. Obviously, these are people you can trust. You can't be expected to know everything they know about that. That's their profession, but you can talk to them and trust, okay, you said it, I count on it.
You got to have a lot of good people to do big construction. When you don't, and someone takes an out-of-parameter risk or an unthought-out risk, everybody in the company suffers. Because usually, at least our experience is, when we have a bad job, it's a bad job. It's a few million-dollar loss. It's just not an ankle-biter. But we always complete the work and take care of the customer, regardless of what we may have screwed up in getting there.
Maybe some construction companies don't complete, or they're into it so deep they can't, or...
Or they'll fight for extra money and blame other people and those kinds of things.
So you say, no, this is what we agreed to, and the customer's going to get that.
Yeah.
And so the name of Manhattan has always been strong ever since the first beginning. It never went through any controversy. So even though it was in tough times, Manhattan still stood strong, that name.
Right. We've only had one project that involved controversy. And that was the Oklahoma County Jail in the early 90s, I believe, early 90s. And what happened there was Oklahoma, like all states, had kind of a crony program of licensing architects and awarding public work to architects and things. You know, you had the David Hall scandals that David Boren uncovered. Well, Oklahoma County was not immune to that. And they had a guy that was actually a crooked county commissioner named Barnes, who actually, I believe, went to jail. We bid the job and got it. The architects that were designing it had never done a jail. They'd gotten the project because of crony capitalism, so to speak. So the job was defective in many respects. I had to know that because I had to lead the company's response to this. It's a really serious problem. It didn't have nearly as strong of embeds. It should have had to hold detention fixtures on. It didn't have nearly as strong of the things that go back in the wall to hold a window in. It's just a defective job that needed a lot of remediation. And of course, all fingers are pointed all different ways in those circumstances. And my job was to defend the company, which I did. Ultimately, we were proven absolutely right about everything. The architects were a real problem. County officials were a bit of a problem, and it was unfortunate.
Yeah, but it didn't really sully the name of Manhattan.
No, because we were vindicated on all fronts.
Right.
All we did was build a building. We actually tried to point some stuff out that we saw that was a problem, and no one wanted to deal with it.